middle of, or sort of in the middle of, trying to discuss the concept of a circular sukkah, and we had just said, first we had said that it's no good. Sukkah, sukkah shovach, which is some kind of like a tower or something, I don't know, that that was a puzzle. Lefisha ein la zavios. There's got to be something homiletic there, that the sukkah needs to have corners. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be something there. A good sermon material, I don't know. But then we went into a statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, perhaps to disagree, that a sukkah asur kekivshan, also like around, yesh im yesh behekefa, this is the bottom of Zion on the base, im yesh behekefa, if there's enough that 24 people could sit with their backs against the walls, all in a circle, so then that would be kasher. But if not, so then it's possible. So the Gemara is going to say, come on, who's that going according to? Karebi de Amar Kosuk She'imba Arbal Arba Amos Arba Amos Psula. It's got to be 4x4 amos. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go through and say, wait a second. Does that math make sense? 4x4 is a pretty small area, right? If you were to do the math, that's 16 square amos. So now we're going to go through the math as to a circle which holds 24 people. How big is that? And is that enough? Or is that way too much to have the area of 4x4 amos? Meaning 16 square amos. How do you determine the area of a circle? That, I believe,
is what you're about to do.
Yeah, but let me think for a second. Wait. What's the circumference of a circle? No, I know what a circumference is. I'm saying, what is the equation for a circumference? Isn't that pi r squared?
Yeah, pi r squared.
So now we're looking for the area, not the circumference.
Isn't that 2 pi?
It would be 2 pi r, I think.
Or pi d.
Not that we're necessarily going to figure it out right now, because they're going to do it based on circumference. But if you go through it now, so michti, gavra ba'amsa yasif. A person sits, takes up the width of one amma. About 18 inches, right? Anyone who's ever tried to figure out how they're going to fit all their guests at a Shabbos table knows how big, you know, a person takes up. Kol sheyesh be'kefo shlosha tzvachim yesh ba rochav tefach. This is a general equation, because instead of pi, which we actually talked about in Erevin, if you remember those Gemaras about the pool, the Shlomo Melch's pool. Remember that Gemara?
Yeah.
Where we did the circle and how big the area of it was? So talked about this concept before. So it's 3. They say it's 3.
So the circumference is basically pi d.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why he never says it like that, but that's how they... Right, other benefits to knowing the...
Slightly more than 3, but close enough.
Tefach. Right, so anything that's 3 is 1 across the entirety of the circle. And therefore, if you do the math, betresar sagi means that if you have 13 around, so then divide 13 by 3, right? Because 3 to 1, so then you'd get 4 and a bit. I think that's the point. 4 and a bit times 3 would get you 13 people. So why is it that that we're saying you have to have 24 people around? 24 people is 6x6 amos. Hani mili bi igula. That's only with a circle. Aval biribua by a tfei. If you look at the circle, so this is going to be fairly difficult without, math. There he is. Without math and without diagrams. So hani mili bi igula. Aval biribua by a tfei. That if you have a circle, so then yes, you're right. The circumference would be okay with 13, but that 13 is not representative, meaning that 13, if you divide it by 3, is going to give you a a diameter of 4 and a bit, but that 4 and a bit would give you a square, I think, on the outside of the circle, not all inside the circle. People know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That the area would...
Rounding off the corners on the outside or squaring it in.
Yeah, some of this stuff I'm not going to be able to explain. Okay, so michti kamamru b'yoser ala igol revia. How much more is the square outside of a circle than the circle? Meaning, if you would line up the edges of the circle and make a square, how much are those corners? So they say it's 1/4. I'm not sure if that's a literal measurement or if it's actually true. It seems unrealistic that it's exactly 1/4, but it's about 1/4. But if that was the case, if that was the case, bishitzar sagi. So then 16 would be enough because you're just adding 1/4 to the right. If the square on the outside is 14, it is 4 across. So then 4 by 4, and then the circumference of the circle on the inside would be 12.
But the way they're doing it would be more like this, where it's a square within a square. That's how you get the 1/4.
Yeah, saying it's not exact.
There's no arc.
Yeah, yeah. It's not exact.
Yeah.
So we're talking a circle. So, b'shitzar sagi, with 16 would be enough. So why are we saying 24? 16 would be enough. Why would 16 be enough? It's the 12 circumference. So then...
4 on each side, if we're saying...
No, I know that's on the outside of the square. And I guess this is what the Gemara is about to say. That's if you're going to cut out the corners on the outside. But if you're going to put a circle which includes those corners, so then you're actually adding to the square. You're not taking away from the square. Because of the extras of those corners. Meaning you wanted to say, okay, the square, which is 4 by 4, would require a 12 circumference circle to get to the edges, but then you're missing the corners of that 4 by 4 square. So I don't exactly know the differences between what we just said as a refutation and this one, but we're basically saying you have to have a big circle so that it includes every corner of that potential square 4 by 4, meaning you're having extra. So how much is the extra? Michti kol amsam b'ribua amsa u'srechum shabalachzona. That every 1 2/5 on the diagonal. Those corners, those extras on the sides, right? So now you have a circle outside of a square. So you have like those little, like, I don't know what you would call them, quarter circles that you have to add up and see how much more they are. So it says, kol amsa biribua, amsa utre chumsha balachsona. Every ama on the side is 1 2/5 amas in the diagonal. And therefore, if you do the measurement, b'shivsar nechi chumshe sagya, it will be 17 minus 1/5. Right? Something like that, I think that's what it's saying. So if you do the math, that's what it will come out to. My thing here says something about... It also says a different understanding of this, but... this Gemara doesn't have it. Okay, so either way, it would still be less than 24. So Gemara says, lo dak. We're not going to, you know, in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't giving exact decimal points. He was just giving a round number. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Emor darmin lo dak porta. You have to add a little bit. If the real number, as we just established, is 17, 16 and 4/5, so fine, you can round up a little bit, say 18. But tuva mi'armin lo dak, he made it six more. That's not a little jump. So the Gemara says, or 17. Sorry, five. It's a jump of seven, not of six. So Amar Le Mark Shisha Breder of Chisda Ravashi Misavard Gavra BaAmsa Yosef Tlasa Gavri BeTarti Amsa Yosef. Is it really true? So this is in the other direction, right? We're in the middle of a question about how he gets to 24, and now we're bringing up, it's not really 24. It should be much less than 24.
Well, each person takes up more than an amos.
Yeah, but before our... Okay.
No, that's what, because before we were saying a person is an amos. Now we're saying that really a person takes up more than an amos, so therefore you need more space.
Right. Okay.
It's three people to every two amos.
Yeah, I know what it says. So this is like doing two things at once.
Well, what it's doing is saying, how do we get to 24 instead of 17?
Right, but I don't think it's doing that. As you'll see in a second. Gavra b'amsi yasef, tlasa gavra b'tarti amsi yasef. Two people share 1.5 amos. Sorry, three people share 2 amos. In which case, each person is getting 1.5 amos.
Which means 24.
No, I got that wrong.
Each person is getting 1 2/3.
No, you're confusing me. Three people are sitting in 2 amos, yeah. In which case they're getting less than an amma each. Three people in 2 amos.
Right.
Okay. Three people in 2 amos, which is less than an amma. We were saying before that it takes an amma for every person. Three people for 2 amos is even less. Right. So back to what I was saying before, that this is not trying to say to justify Rabbi Yochanan's 24 people. This is saying, yeah, really, it doesn't make any sense to say that you need 24 people or 24 amos of the circumference, because you can really sit people less if you squeeze them together. So you get I don't know what this is. You'll get like let's say 16 inches per person or 14 inches per person or stuff like that, as opposed to 18, if you understand the amma. So kama havaluhu, so how much is that?
It's not about sitting 24 people, it's about crowding in.
Right, it's a theoretical number, not a literal number. Kama havaluhu, so how much would that be? So that would be shitzar. That would be 16 amos, because you're giving 16 would cover 24 people, right? If you do the math, that's 2/3. So then anan, shivsar nechechum shabainan. And therefore, in order to be machshir the sukkah, what you need in measurement terms, as opposed to people terms, right? Rabbi Yochanan had said it in people terms. But we didn't really know what Rabbi Yochanan meant, right? We could have said that Rabbi Yochanan meant this or that. But now that we understand that he's just saying people, but really you could squeeze those people into a measurement of 16, so then we're obligating a sukkah of 16 and 4/5. And lo dak. And therefore, he rounded up to say 16. He rounded up to say 17, or to say 16 4/5. So the Gemara says lo dak, and he wasn't being exact. And he gave a little bit less of a shear. What does that mean? A little bit less. He said 24 people. So how's that a little bit less? Because really, it's 16 amos.
It's not 16 and 7.
It's not 16 and 4/5.
Right. So okay. We're concerned about the 4/5. You're measuring by people, not by precise measure. Why are we concerned about this?
Well, I mean, you would round up. Just logically, you would round up to require a greater success. Like I was saying, Emor d'amrin and lo dak l'chumra. L'kulam y'amrin and lo dak. Why is he rounding down? He should be rounding up to say 17. Why would he round up to say 16? Now this is based on Markashisha Breder of Chista's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning he's putting it in Rabbi Yochanan's mouth that he said 16. But Rabbi Yochanan never said number 16. So really, this is self-created, this issue. So Amar le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi, pronounce their names very specifically. La'olam gavra ba'amsa yasa. Really go back to what we said before. Rabbi Yochanan makom gavra lo kachash. If he's not really thinking, and this I didn't understand, so someone could tell me. Makom gavra lo kachash. If he's not really talking about the actual space of the person where they're sitting. Kamahavalahu. Eno mach shivasa makom yishivasa anash mitoch hekavasaka. Okay. It's not talking about where the people are sitting, right? We're literally not talking about people sitting inside of the sukkah. We're talking about people making a circle. And then inside that circle is where the sukkah would be. So we're saying, Kama Havluhu Tamni Sari. That would be 18. Is that how it's understood? We're talking about the area inside of 24 people sitting?
It says actually here, he merely calculated the circumference of the inner circle formed by 24 people seated. So he's still talking
circumference,
about
the circumference, meaning the outside. Meaning it's not that the people have to be sitting in the sukkah. It's that we're measuring their feet, basically, when they're sitting.
Right. So in other words, if everyone is sitting,
yeah,
so that we're looking at each other,
right,
instead of measuring
from their backs,
we're measuring from
that's what I understand
feet,
it to be.
A smaller area.
Yeah, is that what it's saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it just doesn't say that explicitly in my notes here, but I think that's what it means. So that would be 18 if you go from in front of every person to the other person. So therefore,
the bottom of the art scroll is like,
oh, it has a nice picture there. I should have that picture.
Yeah. With all the pictures,
yeah,
they
right.
Don't have that.
So v'shiv sar nechichum shesagya. Therefore, 16 and 4/5 would be enough. And ha'inu delodak lochomer lodak. That's what he was being non-exacting about, and really he was being machmir when he said when he holds of 18. So that's a little more math. Why are we so opposed to odd numbers? Just say 17, right? If that's the real number, say 17. But I guess whatever. Rabbanan de Kesari, ve'amrila dayani de Kesari amri, igula denafik migori bua riva. If you have a circle which is on the outside of a square, that's really a fourth more.
No, this is a circle inside
of a square. Igul adenafik migo rebuah. Okay, that's a little confusing, but okay. The circle's inside the square, and then the corners are a quarter of the circle, which we said before.
They're a quarter less.
What? The circle is a quarter less than the square.
Yeah.
Meaning that the corners are corner, are whatever. Go either way.
A
ribua denafik migo igula palga, and they say that the area on the outside of if the circle is bigger, right, going around the square, that would be a half, as opposed to what we said before, which I think was something like 1.25 or something. I don't remember. A fifth. I don't know how we said it before.
If we were that particular,
we didn't actually say it.
The fact that they're concerned that we're not precise using people measures, then we shouldn't be using people measures. In other words, precision is when you use an actual measure.
Mm-hmm.
Approximation is when you're using people.
Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan should have said a number. Yeah, but ribua denafik migo igulu palga. So Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me that those areas outside of the circle on the circle outside of a square is an entire half more than the square inside? Lohi ta'kazin lo havikulehai. That's not true. I don't know who's talking. These rabbis from Caesarea don't know what they're talking about. Anyone who just makes a simple diagram knows that that's not true. Okay? Not sure why we need to talk about, I guess, to refute the possibility of using a different measurement, but I guess Gemara shoots it down pretty quick. So, Amar Rabbi Levi, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Shtei Sukkot Shel Yotzrim Zulufni Mizu. I quoted this Gemara, I believe, in my Shabbat Shubat Drasha last year. Two sukkahs of potters, zulifnim mizu. One is inside the other, meaning the one in the inside is sort of like the back of the store where the storekeeper sleeps. That's his living quarters. You know, it's sort of like the old version of a storefront where the owner lives upstairs, right? So here he lives on the inside sukkah. So the question is, what is the status of those sukkahs? Hapnimis ain't a sukkah. The inside one is not a real sukkah because that's not really meant for sukkahs. Meaning you could rebuild it and make it so that it's for a sukkah, but technically that's your year-round house, in which case it's not considered to be your sukkah. You can't just take, well, it depends. Depends how you make it. It depends, you know, what you do for sukkah specifically. And therefore, v'chayavis mezuzah. Because it's your real living quarters, it would be chayav mezuzah. V'achitzona sukkah. And the outside sukkah would be a sukkah unto itself, because it is a temporary place. And somehow, I'm sure that I know the Mefarshim go into explaining this Gemara pretty in complicated ways. So the outside one is considered a sukkah because it's more temporary, because no one really lives there. At the same time, it's Padur Min HaMezuzah because no one really lives there. It sounds like the Gemara is setting up this equation where sukkah and mezuzah are mutually exclusive. But as I spoke about, not my Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, but in my Between Mincha Ma'ariv Shears on Sukkahs, we talked about this concept. Could there be a case where sukkah and mezuzah are not mutually exclusive? We talked about different situations, like if the sukkah is on the back of your balcony and it's serving as an entrance into your house from the backyard, so maybe that would be chayav and mezuzah. How does that affect which direction the mezuzah is put on the doorpost, etc.? So Va'amai, Gemara says the Gemara, why don't we say that the outer one is like an entrance way into the back one? If you had some kind of portico that was leading into your house and it had walls and it had a roof, so then that would maybe not even walls. So then it would be chayav mezuzah because it's an entrance way into your living quarters, not two separate places. Gemara says no mishum de lo kaviyah, because it's not really an established space. Meaning they're temporary. Okay. Again, this Gemara, as opposed to the Gemara before, which was looking at every single nuance, every single detail of the measurements, here it doesn't really go into the explanations of why. What does it mean, lo kaviyah? What makes it lo kaviyah? What about something else which is less lo kaviyah or more kaviyah? So unclear exactly how to apply the Gemara. That's why the Mefarshim all discuss it at length. So the Gemara then says, Tan Rabbanan. The Brisa tells us Ganbach. Ganbach is an acronym. Gimel Nun Beis Chaf. Sukkas Gayim, Sukkas Nashim, Sukkas Behema, Sukkas Kusim. Sukkah Mikol Makom Kshera. So there are really five different categories. The Sukkah of a non-Jew, the Sukkah of a woman, the Sukkah of an animal, and the Sukkah of a Kusi are all, and a general Sukkah. They're all Kasher B'Vashitim Sukkakas Kalkilcha. So as long as the Schach was put on for the sake of Sukkas, so then it's... Actually, interesting note. It doesn't have to be made l'shma, at least b'di'evan. But the schach has to be put on properly. So the Gemara says, Michael, so what does it mean properly? Am Rav Chista v'hu sh'asa'a l'tzel. As long as you put the schach up for the sake of shade, so that would be good enough. To make it into a real sukkah. Generally, I believe we pasken that you have to have lishma by a sukkah, but maybe that's only lechachila. So the Gemara says, sukkah mikol makom, what does that mean? A general sukkah, what is it coming to include? What else would it not be including in those four categories, which would have to be included?
It says here they're fine as long as you add a little bit of schach.
Right, if it's a year-round thing, yeah.
Well, if anything not made for the...
For a sukkah, yeah.
Or made by somebody not obligated.
Right, you have to add your... I mean, you could use that structure. It doesn't... It's not
actually,
like you...
You can use
the roofing also.
It says here, quoting Magen Abraham, that you can even use the schach if you add...
You move it up. Yeah, move it around or whatever. I've seen people just move things around. But this is what we view at, like, institutions, right? Jews are never janitors for whatever reason. And therefore, the non-Jew always makes the sukkah. Actually, and then the rabbi comes along.
I was a janitor.
Oh, yeah.
I worked a lot
of different jobs. Okay. Good for you. A no longer popular Jewish boy job.
It was never my career.
So either way, so I remember at YU they would have non-Jews build a sukkah, and then like a rabbi would come along and like add some schach or move the schach around or something like that.
A blessing.
Yeah. Sukkah mikol makom. What is that coming? Lasuya mai. Lasuya sukkas rak bash. There are other kinds of sukkas which are, according to this, even less relevant for a sukkah that you would think aren't included. Comes along this to say they are. What is it? Detan rabbanan. Sukkas rak bash. Sukkas roim. Sukkas kayatsim. Sukkas borganin. Sukkas shomer peros. Sukkah mikol makom. Ksher gavash. Shetim sukkas kilchasa. The sukkah of a shepherd, the sukkah of like gardeners, figs, right? They watch the figs. The sukkah of guards, security, like a hut of something, some kind. Sukkah shomrei peros, people that are watching over the produce in the field. And sukkah mikol makom, this braisa also says the phrase sukkah mikol makom. So those are all kasher, as long as they're done properly. As long as they're made for the sake of shade. So sukkah mikol makom asuyeme. This braisa also says the same phrase, sukkah mikol makom. So what's that phrase, that generic phrase coming to include? Sukkas ganbach. They're both referring to each other. The first braisa says sukkas mikol makom is referring to the sukkos rakbash. And this braisa about sukkos rakbash is referring back to the sukkas ganbach. But each one of them thinks that the other one is the more is the less bona fide obligation. I mean, that's why it comes to include it, because it's even less than what you would have thought would be obligated in sukkah. So why? Hai d'tana d'ganbach, the one who teaches the one is about ganbach. Alimale ganbach. That the ganbach sukkahs have a stronger claim to be chayv in sukkah. Mishum dekvi, because those things are established. They're more significant structures.
So it would be less likely to be
they would be more likely because they're established and therefore. Yes, it depends. It depends what you paskin like. We said that different people say it's diras keva be'inan versus diras arai be'inan. So we just listed a whole 10 people that said you have to need diras keva. So here it's saying mishum dekvi. Maybe it's going according to that opinion. And that's why it said those ones explicitly, because it makes sense. The word alima means stronger. You have a stronger case. The katana mikol makom lasui rakbash. And then it says the generic form, and all other types of other flimsier sukkahs are also kasher. That's referring to the rakbash, which are flimsier. These other ones that are made for guarding. Delokvi, because they're not established, so you have to include those on top. Not only these, but even these, meaning that's how you would say it for the sake of this logic. The high time of the rakbash. What about the ones who say that the one about the braisa which lists the rakbash explicitly, but says that the other ones, even those, are kasher? So the high time of the rakbash, alima lay rakbash, those are have a stronger case because dibnei chiyuvan inhu. It might be that those are more temporary or more flimsy structures, but men are sitting in them. Full-fledged bar mitzvah men are sitting in those, and therefore there will be a more compelling reason to have those be chayv in a sukkah. V'tana mikol makom, and then it says the words mikol makom say even these other ones, these formidable structures that are inhabited by non-chayv people, like non-Jews and women, etc. So then lasui lav bnei chayuv aninhu, the lasui ganbach lav bnei chayuv aninhu, to include these who are not chayv typically. And therefore, would not be. You would think maybe would even be less obligated than these other temporary structures that guardhouses used, etc. Tamash Malan, even those mikol makom are also considered chayev.
Wouldn't you usually say? I know the Gemara says the opposite. But wouldn't you usually say that?